a very happy and healthy 2025. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB, Inspiration and Religion, the first Sunday of this brand new blessed year. I hope everyone is having their dreams, goals, and aspirations come true so far in this first week, and every day and every week and every month will be better, better, and better. So we start this beautiful Sunday morning with a wonderful poem, a wonderful prayer to begin 2025 with, one of faith and grace and mercy. I read to you. May you live to see your world fulfilled. May your destiny be for worlds still to come. And may you trust in generations past and yet to be. May your heart be filled with intuition. May your words be filled with insight. May songs of praise ever be upon your tongue, and your vision be on a straight path before you. May your eyes shine with the light of holy words. May your face reflect the brightness of the heavens. May your lips ever speak wisdom, and your fulfillment be in righteousness, even as you ever yearn to hear the words of God. And on that, certainly, we say amen. And for our children in 2025, may this be a year of abundant health and wealth on the inside and the outside. May all their successes and achievements come to fruition. And may they be a inspiration to all of us. So for our children, I say, each second we live is a new and unique moment of the universe, a moment that never was before and never will be again. And what do we teach our children in school? We teach them that 2 and 2 make 4, and that Paris is the capital of France. When will we also teach them what they are? We should say to each of them, do you know what you are? You are a marvel. You are unique in all the world. There is no other child exactly like you. In the millions of years that have passed, there has never been another child like you. And look at your body, what a wonder it is. You may become a Shakespeare, a Michelangelo, a Beethoven. You have the capacity for anything. Yes, you are a marvel. And when you grow up, can you then harm another who is like you, a marvel? You must cherish one another. You must work. We all must work to make this world worthy of its children. The love of one's country is a natural thing, but why should love stop at the border? We are all leaves of a tree, and that tree is humanity. So may 2025 be a year of goodness for our children, a year of peace. You know, in Hebrew, at least, the most common word for peace is shalom. But shalom doesn't just mean an absence of war, although we know that our world needs an absence of war. But the word shalom means a completeness and totalness in all aspects of life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously. Shalom means a completeness and totalness in everything we do and everything we say. So my prayer for all of you in this brand new year of 2025 is to have a year of shalom, a year of completeness, a year of totalness, and in all of the steps that God guides you each day, each week, and each month of the year. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. And I wanted to remind you, at least in the beginning of the new year, we have all these goals. We have all these things that we say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to achieve. And then gradually, they fall to the wayside. I hope that is not for you, but for most of us, It is. When we make a New Year's resolution, we put it down on paper. We tell people, this is the year I'm going to do this. I'm going to achieve that. I'm going to have success in that. And then gradually, we know what happens. But I wanted to remind you that you are never stuck, my friends. Never stuck. If you have faith in God, because only fear keeps you locked in a place called stuck. If you have faith in God, if we have faith in God, we never have fear. We always say faith over fear. If you know me, I'm always wearing these shirts. I'm always wearing these hats that have some godly words on it. And more than one of my shirts says faith over fear. So have faith in God in 2025, and when you do, you will never be in a place called stuck, because you know that each and every day that God gives us a fresh set of manna from heaven, fresh daily bread, fresh wonders and miracles each and every day, that we can honestly say, this is the day the Lord has made. Each and every day we wake up, we open our eyes. This is the day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So always have faith, my friends. And if you do, you will never, ever have fear. And on that certainly, we all say, amen. You know, our relationship with God is not defined by your attendance to a church or a synagogue. I know a lot of you, when this new year rolls around, says, you know what, I want to go to church more, or I want to go to synagogue more. And you know what? That is awesome. I'm always encouraging my friends, whatever their tradition and faith and background are, to join a house of worship. Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. But if you don't, that's okay as well, because we know that God is everywhere. We're always speaking about, there is a wonderful Hebrew word called Emmanuel. If you go to any city of any size, you will always find a church or a synagogue with the name Temple Emmanuel, Congregation Emmanuel. And that simply means Emmanuel, God is with us. So if you want to keep going to a church or join a church, want to keep going to a synagogue, join a synagogue, 100%, 1,000%, yes. But if that's not your choice, please know that your relationship with God is not defined by the dues you pay, the building funds you pay to a house of worship. Your relationship with God is defined by acknowledging that God is always, always around us, always with us, always open arms to give thanks and have an attitude of gratitude and to bring blessings unto others each and every day. In this new year, we want those blessings to go from one person to another, to be contagious. Oh, I'm reading the news about, which I don't believe what I read in the news, but there is this flu coming, some things we don't want to be contagious, of course, but the spreading of blessings is certainly one that we do want to be contagious. So in this new year, please have your blessings go from one person to another, and realize that the holiness is not just on Shabbat, on a Saturday morning or a Friday night for Judaism, for a Sunday for Christianity. It is every day that we have the opportunity to be in a constant, continual state of prayer. So God always recognizes our voice, where we're never in a position ever where God says, I haven't heard that voice since 2024. Lord forbid, since 2023. We always want God to say, I know that voice. That voice talked to me, prayed to me this morning. And we all know this is a test if you listen to this program, which I don't know why you shouldn't. What is prayer? Prayer is just a fancy word for a conversation with God, like we would have with a family member, with a friend, with a coworker, with a neighbor. The same thing. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to like a family member, like a coworker, right? Don't we all want a God that we can just start speaking to and have a relationship with as a mother, as a father, as a brother, as a sister? The answer to that is absolutely yes. And on that, we all say amen. I know we all just got done the holiday season filled with joy and happiness, but we know that there are those in our lives, and maybe it was you who was missing a person that was with us earlier in 2024 or years before that wasn't with us this holiday season. I hope you took the time, and it's still not too late. You can always do this to contact folks in your life who have recently lost a loved one and they are grieving, and just call them and say, "How are you?" And their answer, there's no right or wrong. There's no way to mourn. There's no set, you know, in Judaism, there are laws and regulations, at least in Judaism, about every single aspect of how to mourn and miss a loved ones. And I assume that's the same for every religion. You could literally fill up a whole encyclopedia worth of customs and traditions and laws of what that religion says. This is how you mourn. This is what you do on the first day. This is what you do the first week. This is what you do the first month and the first year. But that being said, it is so very important to acknowledge that a individual heart, an individual soul, and individual mind cannot always go by the laws that we are told to how to mourn. It is so difficult to tell an individual person how to mourn. So much of religion, much of spirituality leaves it up to us how to mourn a loved one. So when you are speaking to someone in 2025 who has lost a loved one, please be aware that everyone mourns in a different way, and never judge how a person grieves or deals with a loss. Their life will never go back to, quote, normal, whatever normal means. Let them find their new normal. Be kind and have compassion. And on that, certainly, we all say, amen. Be kind and have compassion, you. And that's and that's for everybody in this new year, whether or not they have lost a loved one. Be kind and have compassion, because you never know what's going on. As that Charlie Rich song, that country song from so long ago said, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. So be kind and have compassion to everyone, because on the outside, they may be smiling and be happy and look like they're filled with joy, but you never know what's going on inside. Just be aware of that. Just be aware that everyone is born in the image of God. Everyone lived in the image of God, and therefore everyone is a child of God. So treat each one equally. In this new year, please acknowledge the golden rule: don't do unto others what you don't want them to do to you, or the opposite: do unto others what you would like them to do to you. When I have the opportunity to do hospital chaplaincy, I have the honor and the privilege of being the hospital chaplain for most of the hospitals here in South Jersey. And by the way, I get calls on almost a daily basis to go in to this hospital or that hospital to visit a loved one by their family or by the patient themselves. And that certainly is my honor, for prayers of healing. So if you yourself or a family member or friend is in the hospital, please contact me privately, privately any way that you would like. All my contact information is online. Just Google my name, B as in boy, O-R-S-K-Y, Scott or Cantor Scott. You will find, you could text me, email me. It would be my honor to come into the hospital and pray together. But please realize the way we get into that mood of praying, having a conversation with God each and every day is something that I do each and every morning. Now, I know that that most of you are used to it. The second you wake up, where's your phone? It's right next to you. I mean, right next to you. It may be inches away from you. You grab your phone, you go onto the social media, you see what your friends are, you know, have posted on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever socials they are. You see what they are doing, what they're having for breakfast, where they're going in the morning. Wouldn't it be nice that instead of connecting on social media with your friends first thing in the morning, as soon as you open your eyes, you connect with your very, very best friend. And of course, that is God. So every morning when I wake up, I spend the first 10 minutes filling my mind full of God. So there's no room left for worry thoughts in the morning. And you will be amazed how different your day will be. So make this a challenge to you in 2025. Every morning, instead of waking up and just grabbing your phone that is inches away from you and going to Facebook, that first 10 minutes, leave your phone where it is and open your eyes and say, "Thank you, God, for waking me up on this day. I know there is a purpose that you have for me this day. Please guide my steps on this day through the doors that I need to go through and the halls that I need to walk down so I can get closer to the purpose that you have for me, the purpose that you have for my community, and the purpose you have for me in this world." And if you do that, you will be amazed what a difference your day will be. So one more time, write this on a little sticky note, okay? Just and then put it somewhere that you look multiple times a day, and hopefully that's not the refrigerator. Here we go. Every morning, spend the first 10 minutes filling your mind full of God, so there's no room left for worrying thoughts. Let your heart not be troubled. And on that, certainly, we all say amen. And we certainly also say amen to our sponsors on this beautiful Sunday morning, without whom inspiration and religion would not be possible. We say thank you in 2025 for our friend Bonnie and her wonderful staff at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Bucks County, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best clothing for any man or boy in your family. Award-winning like you wouldn't believe. Best of the formal department, best of the men's department, best of the boys' department. They are certainly well stocked for the winter clothing for all the men's and boys in your family. They have suits and sports coats and winter wear and khakis and sportswear, shoes also for all your winter and upcoming spring weddings, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, and custom tailoring too, formally from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly in Huntington Valley for 25 years. Again, they are presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie and her staff a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. 2060. And please know, you don't have to live in Warminster or Bucks County to go there. Whenever I go there, and I go there as often as I can, I see folks there from all over Greater Philadelphia, from Philly, all the suburbs. I'm from South Jersey. I see people there from South Jersey, from Central Jersey. Why? They are simply the best. That is why. So tuxedo sales and rentals for weddings, charity events, cruises, which hopefully a lot of you went on, and any formal occasion, gift certificates, casual attire, anything you need. When you go in, give Bonnie a hug and tell her that Cantor Scott says hi. And for Bonnie and her staff, we certainly say thank you. And we certainly say amen. So again, it is 2025. And certainly when the new year starts, all our troubles don't end. They certainly go from one year to another. But this is the year I challenge you to get closer to God. If you're not ready to get closer to God, you know what? That's okay. Because there are always ways to slowly but surely get closer to God. And if I can help in any way, no matter your religion, background, or tradition, please let me know. Call me, text me, however you want to get in touch with me. Be my friend on social media. I have classes in person and online. I have community events. I have everything that we can join together, either again in person or online, wherever you may be and wherever you may live, to further your journey to God. And we will go at your speed. There is no right and there is no wrong in coming closer to God, in making your relationship with God stronger. There is no book that says, this is how to do it. That's not the way it works. So contact me if I can be of help in any way. And please acknowledge that for, as an example, you know, I always tell this to my friends and people that I meet out in our beautiful community, that we don't call our cars broken when they need gas, right? So when a car needs gas, you don't say, my car's broken. We just go to, you know, to Wawa or to a gas station and we fill up the tank. It's the same thing with you. You are not broken. You are never broken. We are never broken. You just need to be filled up with what? With faith, with the love of God. You just need to be filled up with God's word, God's knowledge, the scriptures. Please, in this new year, if you think that you are broken, you are not. You just need the faith. And on that, we certainly say amen. So as we go into this new year of 2025, it is always the opportunity when we're thinking, what did I do wrong in 2024 that I can change in 2025? We all think that. What can we do better in this new year? But here's one thing that I want you to acknowledge from last year to this year. Please, and write this down. This is important. Never, never put a question mark where God has put a period. Let me say this again. For those in the back, never put a question mark where God has put a period. When something is over and done, let it go and move on to the next chapter of your life. You know, if those of you who have seen a Torah, that's the Jewish Bible, not like the book, but the scroll. If you open up the scroll of the Torah, you will see there's no abbreviation. There are no chapters. There are no periods, no exclamation points, no question marks. It's just straight. No divisions. Same way that we should view our lives, that They're just a continuation, a circle of life, circle of friends, circle of family from one year to another. For us, there's no abbreviations, but for God there is. And we have to know where those abbreviations are. And the way we do that, of course, is to pray, be in a constant conversation with God, and have faith. Have faith. So again, my friends, never put a question mark where God has put a period in 2025. When something is over and done from last year, let it go and move on to the next chapter of your life. And on that, we say amen. Always know if you are in the valley of one or more aspects of your life, when you feel you're down to nothing, remember that God is up to something. When you're down to nothing, my friends, if that's the way you feel, remember that God is always up to something. And on that certainly, we all say amen. And we certainly all say amen to our friends at Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And by the way, they are the dentist of my parents. So if they are good enough for my parents, my mom and dad, certainly they are good enough for you. Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. And for them, certainly, we all say amen. On that note, a happy and healthy new year to all, a happy and blessed 2025, and I look forward to a year of abundance in all that's good with the love of God. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.